This podcast is about why your business just may not grow for the next decade. Why not? Well, why wouldn't we enter a bear market where markets are flat for 10 years? Stanley Druckenmiller, who is one of the most respected minds on Wall Street, whose average annual returns were 30% for almost 20 years, agrees that we might be entering a period of zero stock market movement. And why not? I mean, 1966 to 1982, the market was completely flat. That's almost 14 years, 16 years of flat stock market returns. And so we have a good hold on monetary policy, fiscal policy. We have a good understanding of what the potential economic outlook is. Certainly, we're in an inflationary environment. Highly likely we'll enter recession. Highly likely we'll have eventual growth, possibly stagflation. But that doesn't necessarily mean that even if we have growth, that the stock market needs to go up. I mean, think about it. It's been almost 14 years of very, very solid stock market returns. 2021, the market was up 27%. 2020, up 16%. 2019, almost up 30%. 2018, one of the worst years, was only down 6. In 2017, up 19. 2016, almost up 10. 2015, flat market. 2014, up 11. 2013, up 29%. Goes on and on. Advisors are used to, particularly this last 5 years, or 6 or 7 years, used to their businesses growing. Their businesses are growing an average of at least 10%, and many are growing 15, 20, and stories of 30% growth. Massive assets coming in and massive growth to their businesses. So why wouldn't we enter what is the red herring, a flat bear market that could occur for an extended period of time? The old adage in Wall Street, sell when you can, not when you have to. Thank you for listening.